prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa. How are you?
Hi, Carl. How you doing today?
Good. We got so many really exciting things to talk about, and we're going to get started right away, I guess, with some of these topics. I think the first thing I want to talk about is you were challenged recently. You posted something on Facebook about big booties leading to, was it bigger brains or smarter women or something like that?
It just says having a good, big butt is good for your brain. So Carly Gomez had posted that on her, she's my butt sister. She had posted that on her Facebook wall and I saw it. So I shared it on my wall.
Right.
And, some guy that's my friend on Facebook who I don't know, and I guess he listens to the show, but anyway, he said that there was no evidence.
Yeah, you're spreading misinformation.
That I'm spreading misinformation. So I just went to the study. I found the study. It was in the International Journal of Obesity.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from January of 2010. And it said it right there. But in the article, they're just talking about it, having a big butt is good for your brain because of, I guess, of where you're carrying your fat.
Makes a difference. And we have, and we've heard that, and we've talked about that over the years, that the people who carry their fat below their waist, it seems to pose less of a risk, especially when it comes to like metabolic disorders and stuff like that.
It says they're more likely to produce hormones to metabolize sugar, lowering their risk for things like diabetes and heart disease. Whereas people who carry their fat in their abdomen are at a greater risk for such things.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. But anyway, you were vindicated because he was like, there's no research to substantiate this. This is just an article on ABC News and you posted the study, right?
Yes, it's
gluteofemoral body fat as a determinant of metabolic health. And also, that goes back to the article, a big butt is good for your brain. So, let's talk about, since we're talking about butts and stuff like that, you want to go ahead and talk about this whole notion about bras? A lot of women wear their bras at, or what do you want to talk about? Let me do that.
No, that's fine. I just have to open the article.
A lot of women wear their bras at night when they sleep, right? It's because women are worried about their breasts becoming a little saggy over time. Right.
Well, even Marilyn Monroe, it's been written that she used to wear a bra at night because she thought it would protect her from gravity so that your boobs wouldn't sag.
And it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And even I've had people tell me, like, wear a sports bra at night or something to that effect so that you don't give in to gravity.
Right.
Even when I think most of the audience members know that I don't do,
mammograms.
I do thermography. And the last time I went, the woman who did my thermography told me that I should not wear a bra, that she told me that she even takes her bra off when she gets home and she doesn't wear it, even when she goes out for like her walk at night. And
well, as long as you're not jogging, that's not a bad thing. I mean, you know, if you're not doing things that are going to make them go up and down at a rapid pace.
Well, if you're walking fast, you need support, I would say.
Maybe a cami would be a better, not a cami, but what do you call it? A bandeau would be a better choice than a bra, because that obviously isn't two individual cups. I think the real problem becomes bras are made in such a way that they completely form around the almost at least 50% of the breast.
Well, you have different types of bras. You have, you know, bras with wire under them, and you have, you know, and so I'm not so sure about the underwire. I don't use those, but it seems like they might cut into you or something. I don't know. But the thought behind the whole notion is that it the fluid can't flow.
Right.
Because your lymph nodes get stopped.
And that's my point. So when most bras today, They have individual cups that caress the breast and actually encompass the breast at least by 40 to 50% or if not more. And this is restricting the breast's natural ability to allow fluids to enter and leave, irrigate, evacuate, so to speak. And that's the concern for women who wear their bra too often, that the breasts are kind of getting congested, if you will.
This is from the Health Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, lymph nodes in the underarms act as natural filters that drain the breast of lymph fluid and are the body's first defense against infection, foreign material, and cancer cells. Studies have not been able to prove that wearing a bra constricts the pathways of the lymph nodes. So, you know, I looked at some of, like, the American Cancer Society.
Mm-hmm.
So on their website, it says that, you know, wearing a bra, that this is just a myth. And then it also says on there that you shouldn't worry about using deodorants.
Yeah, right.
And I do worry about using
deodorants. Well, antiperspirants they talk about, don't they?
Yes, antiperspirants,
right.
I'm sorry.
Right, right. And I guess we should have gone to the Susan G. Komen Foundation for the final word, because whatever they say, you should do the opposite.
Also, this just leads me to say that if you worry about using deodorants and or antiperspirants, then you should listen to the show on Monday.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot this Monday we're doing a new product review of something really exciting.
It's very exciting. I love
this product. We're not going to tell you because you have to tune in on Monday.
No, it's an awesome product, and they sent us samples of it to use before the interview on Monday, and it's great.
Getting back to this is how I look at it. Okay?
Okay,
if you wear a pair of socks for 20, like if I ever wear a pair of socks throughout the day and then sleep with them, when I wake up in the morning, I can see a distinct line, a compression below the sock when I take it off in the morning, which means that the fluid was not able to flow down into my feet because the sock was restricting it. So using deductive reasoning, I would have to imagine that the larger the breast, the more compression that's going on in the cup of the bra. And it's true that it will restrict the flow of lymph fluid in and out of the breast. And that can't be good, because we didn't evolve to compress our body parts and squeeze fluid out of them and restrict them. So I think that women should give their breasts a rest and, you know, take them out of the little cup holders there for a while, maybe a certain amount of time each day, or do some self-massage. Or let your husband massage, even better.
Because when I had my thermography done, it does show fluid, and I did have some buildup of lymph fluid.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that one is, we could easily say that we should be able to deduce that you should not wear your bra 24 hours a day.
Well, then you should do like some dry brushing. That moves lymph fluid. Things like that, besides massage, like the dry brush.
Yeah. But I think your husband or boyfriend would rather give you a breast massage every evening to keep the lymph fluid moving.
So then the next question is, what do you think about wearing not necessarily a bra, but some type of protective measure while you're sleeping so your boobs don't, breasts don't sag?
That's my point. So if you're wearing like a bandeau mm-hmm. is like a unibra.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a tight t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's as bad, because it's the inner portion of the breast is still exposed. The under portion of the breast is still exposed. And as a result of that, the breast can move freely within there, because the cup, it's like grabbing. If I grab your wrist with one hand and I squeeze it, I'm applying pressure around your wrist.
Right.
Okay. But if I grab both of your wrists in my hand and try to squeeze it, I can't. So there's areas that my hand is not touching.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a bandeau would be a better, is that how you say it, a bandeau?
Bandeau. B-A-N-D-E-A-U.
Like banjo with the D.
Bandeau.
I think a bandeau would be a better alternative for women who are concerned about keeping their breasts as youthful as possible and sleeping with something. I think a bandeau is a better choice.
And so what about like the camisoles that have inserts for bras. They make those too. Like the bra, not a cup.
As long as it's not a cup, as long as your breast is free moving in there. You know what I mean? It has room to move around and jiggle a little
because bit. Because I hate wearing a bra. I hate it.
Right.
And I only do it when I have to.
Right. And personally, I hate you having to wear a bra, quite frankly. But one other thing that we should say about this, as long as we're on the subject of
women's
mammary,
breasts.
Yes, women's breasts. If you are a woman who has undergone breast augmentation surgery and you have implants and you also frequent an infrared sauna, you should absolutely wear a bra in that sauna.
You should either wear a bra or something that covers
the
bra, I mean the breast itself.
Because infrared...
Because aren't you heating from
It's not the heat. Infrared light can penetrate up to 4 or 5... Two and a half, an inch into the flesh. And unless those breast implants have some sort of UV protection on them, because remember, UV light ages things, it oxidizes things, it makes soft plastics brittle. I mean, think about something that's in your yard that's plastic, that's been out in the sun, right? It starts to crack. Well, you should take precautions to restrict how much UV light actually gets in, or infrared light actually gets in through the skin, because it may end up changing the suppleness and quality of the silicone liner that's made out of silicone, the liner that the capsule itself.
Mm-hmm.
That could actually become hard and rigid if exposed to too much.
What
of
about
that.
People that lay in the sun?
Same thing. If you have breast implants, you should not be laying topless in the sun, because some amount of sunlight gets through the skin. We know that. It activates tissue beneath the skin, and it's not heat. It's the penetrating rays, and that's just going to age the capsules faster and make them susceptible to even cracking, never mind hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if you have breast implants, you should not be exposing your breasts to near infrared, ultraviolet light,
so that means tanning beds too.
Yeah, you shouldn't be in there topless. Absolutely, you should cover the way you cover your eyes. Should have a little booby cover thing that goes over.
Well, shouldn't it just cover the whole breast because of the capsule?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's wise for people. We really need to take a break. And by the way, the emergency has been averted. Right when we started the show, I know I sounded hectic. It's because for some reason we had a power failure and we were running on battery backup, but it's resumed itself. So whatever is...
He blamed me.
No, I did not. No, I did not. I just got panicked. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of really good stories today. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was almost blocked from entering Australia. We want to talk about that during the show, too.
Yes.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N Labs.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
the brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Free Alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-Alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. I like this song. Let it start just for a second. Combination of Steely Dan and Under the Influence of Giants.
Mama.
Welcome back.
So, did you know in New York City, there's a gym that will refund your money if you don't get into shape?
It's a great idea. It really is. From a marketing standpoint, it's a great idea. But there's got to be some caveats because you couldn't do that at Planet Fitness where people go in and eat pizza while they're doing, back extensions. You know what I mean?
Planet Fitness has this new commercial where there's a girl doing Zumba and she's like a, real
Energizer bunny.
Yeah. And there's a girl standing there and she can't keep up with her and she looks exhausted and she looks frustrated. And then Planet Fitness says that won't happen if you work out here.
Yeah. Because we don't care if you actually see progress. We just want that $9.95 a month and for you to stay home.
So this guy, his name is Jeff Hallevy.
Yeah.
And they call him the handsome muscled trainer. That's what they said about him.
I got to tell you something. So when I read the article and I thought, and I looked at him and I go, man, I'm more muscular than him. I guess I'm muscled too then, right?
Yes, and you're handsome too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I got to tell you.
You're such a good liar. I got to tell you.
Your skin looks so much better since you've been taking care of it.
I know, right?
It really does.
Go figure. I know.
Anyway, so he's on the Today Show sometimes with, alongside Joy Bauer, who is their nutritionist. And here's what he says about it. You're required to commit to training 3 times a week for 3 months, and you have to make 85% of your sessions. When you start, you're going to be evaluated on lean mass, fat mass, cardiopulmonary fitness, movement capacity, which includes mobility and flexibility, and strength. After 90 days, if you haven't improved in at least three out of the five areas,
right.
He's going to write a check for you.
And of course you're going to improve in 3. If you really show up for 85% of your workouts, you may not lose weight, but you'll transition a drop in body fat and an increase in muscle mass. So there's 2 of them right there that are going to happen in tandem.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet he does. If you don't show up for 85%, he doesn't have to give you your money back.
It's just the simple act of just going to the gym and doing what you're told to do.
Then I heard that he hired a guy who goes around to members' houses early in the morning while they're still asleep and gives them flat tires so they can't go to the gym. So that he may make sure that they miss at least 15% of their sessions that way.
Okay, so
I think Joy Bauer should not only be the nutritional advisor, but she should also be the exercise advisor, and she could come up with a new exercise called the Bauer Movement. Get it? Bower movement?
Ha, ha, ha.
Okay.
Okay, so I went to the gym this morning, and I was dreading it because I had to do legs this morning. But you know, while I was doing my workout, I'm doing a lot of the same movements that I've done for legs.
Decades.
In the past. But I've switched up, like, the sequence.
Right. And the order in which they
occur. The order in which they occur. I've also switched up doing some of them for more reps.
Right. Where you used to do them for more weight, less reps.
And then I've switched and doing somewhat heavier weights.
Where you used to do more reps and less weight.
And it's amazing. I mean, my legs were hammered when I got finished working out.
So what does this tell you, right? So somebody's been training for years. They see zero progress, right?
So many people say they don't see any progress in the gym.
But all they'd have to do is every month, couple months, depending on when they feel like, oh, this is a simple workout, I'm not dreading it anymore, just make some simple changes. The variables.
Even your foot placement.
Yes.
Even when you're doing legs, even your foot placement, if you push your toes out or
get
forward,
wider or narrower.
Yeah, even your foot placement makes a difference.
Right. So you have the way you grip the device or stand on the device, so placement of hands and feet. You have the rest in between sets. You have the number of reps. You have the weight. And you have the order in which you do your exercises. There's five easy things to keeping it new and keeping progress going.
Mm-hmm.
But most people can't, they don't think like that. They just go to the gym and they go, well, this is what I do here, and that's what I'm going to keep on doing.
Right.
And that's why year in and year out, they don't look any different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great.
It's amazing. It is.
So as many of you know, anytime the word walnuts comes up, Elisa feels the need to defend Diamond Walnut. We are actually trying to get her a job as their spokesperson now, because anytime anything comes up with the FDA and or USDA blocking a company from being able to tell the truth or allowing other companies to lie, Elisa's go-to thing is, and look, Diamond Walnuts can't call themselves heart healthy, which, by the way, now they can, apparently.
Oh, can they?
I think they invested in the research, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, but I've been eating, for those of you who tune into the show all week long, which I know a lot of you just listen to Casual Friday, thanks for that. Thanks. Makes me feel
Thank
good.
You.
You know, I've been eating walnuts with three meals a day. And as a healthy fat.
Is that your fat? So you're not having any olive oil?
No. Yeah, I'm having olive oil. I'm having butter. But that's
avocado.
And I'm eating avocado. Absolutely. But that's just something that's easy for me to bring along with my 18 ounces of boiled chicken a day that I eat. My 1.5 yams. My steamed broccoli, my two apples, and my bag of walnuts. It's all part of my daily repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
So walnuts are really good for you, aren't they?
Yes. I ran across this article yesterday. I've actually invited the scientist on as a guest. I think he's a scientist. He's a PhD.
I actually think he's been on the show before. I recognize his face.
His name is Paul Davis, and he's from University UC Davis. Anyway, he's found that diets rich in whole walnuts or walnut oil slowed prostate cancer growth in mice. Additionally, both walnuts and walnut oil reduced cholesterol and increased insulin sensitivity.
Well, okay, I'm not happy about the reason that apparently it reduces prostate cancer. And that's because it seems to reduce the conversion of growth hormone to IGF-1, its more active form.
But in what doses?
Yeah, exactly. But I'll tell you something that really was the thing that got me on to walnuts many, many years ago when I was still training at Jeff Rui's Powerhouse Gym. And that is, there was a good study done on a pro-inflammatory meal of grains and certain saturated fats. And they measured the inflammatory response to this meal with and without a handful of walnuts included in the meal. And the walnuts completely suppressed the inflammatory response of the meal. And that, to me, was a big plus. Also, walnuts have a natural occurring amount of melatonin in them. Not enough to make you sleepy and not enough to affect circadian rhythm, but enough
to have an antioxidant effect on the body.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And he, in the study, or in this article, he talks about, and this is direct from the UC Davis website, he talks about how the government has been on a crusade against fat, and it's been to our detriment, which I agree with him on that. He was the lead scientist and research nutritionist on this. Paul Davis was.
The other thing that I wanted to mention was if you're eating a lot of walnuts, you still need to take fish oil, and here's why. Because while walnuts are fairly low in omega-3 fatty acids, but as puffers go, they're higher in omega-6s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you're taking walnut, if you're eating walnuts, don't think that, oh, I've got the omega-3 thing covered. You still have to take your fish oil. You still have to find good, healthy sources of omega-3.
Also, I want to mention that when you take your supplements, and like for me, since I'm on hormone replacement, when I take my hormones, I need to take that with a fatty meal. So I always make sure I either have avocado or walnuts or olive oil before with my meal before I take my supplements.
Right, because they'll be absorbed better mm-hmm. too. The hormones are, and that was something we learned back in the day of the pro hormones when we were taking androstenine, dione, diol. And
I don't
those.
Take that stuff.
No, we were guys. We were taking that stuff.
Oh.
We knew that if you took those things with a fatty meal, you absorbed a lot more of the hormones. So that makes mm-hmm. perfect sense. And there's something else. Before the days of the most intelligent vitamin D supplement in the world, Primal D, people were taking oral doses of vitamin D. And Elisa once said to me, I wonder if the reason that so many people find the dose of vitamin D that they're taking doesn't work because of the low-fat craze. Because if you're not taking mm-hmm. vitamin D with fat, you're not absorbing it the way you should.
No, you're right.
So, and that was something that you said just in passing one day.
Well, so I just want to mention real quick, since we're talking about vitamin D and vitamins in general, Adele posted a really great blog yeah. today about how the United States population is so deficient in so many different vitamins. It's,
yes.
You know, vitamin
A, B, C,
D,
E, and D. Yeah. Yeah.
D was number one.
Yeah.
D was, and C, I was shocked. C is so readily
well,
available.
But you know, this goes back to the argument that we have a friend who was a nurse back in the day when electricity was first invented. and so she thinks she knows everything about it, nutrition. And she once said,
the one who couldn't find her nutrition books.
Yeah. She once said that, look, if you eat a good balanced diet, you're getting all the vitamins and minerals that you need. And if that's the case, then it's not working.
It's not working. Yeah. No.
We have to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Keto-Genic.com.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second-guessing and get the Clearly Filtered Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stone. Immaculate.
Welcome back. What do you want to talk about first, Lisa?
I want to revisit Epsom salts.
Why? Just because you had an Epsom salt bath last night, right?
No.
This weekend. So this weekend we're going up to in Indiana. There's an area called French Lick, and there's a famous old hotel there called West Baden that every president, gangster. I mean, it used to be people who had their own private rail cars would go there.
I was going to say it was on the train stop, and people like presidents who were on their way to Chicago would stop and stay there. It's called West Baden. It's beautiful.
Well, the reason they stayed there is because there's natural springs that pump water that are so high in various minerals that it smells disgusting,
like sulfur.
Yes, but there's so much. There's so many different minerals in these waters that people actually believe that bathing in these waters could cure diseases.
Mm-hmm. And you've actually had the guy on from there that opened the spa there.
Yeah. And one spring is called Sprudel, and the other one is called Pluto.
Pluto.
And in fact, there used to be a factory on the property there that bottled Pluto water. It had a picture of the devil on it, and they used to sell it to people, and they would drink it, and they would put it on wounds and stuff like that, and they believed that it healed. So we're going to have, Sprudel, right?
Pluto.
So we're going to be bathing in
Pluto water. Pluto water on Saturday, tomorrow.
And I'm getting the mud from the Pluto bath is put on you.
Uh-huh.
And kind of like going, I did the same thing when I went to the Dead Sea. Covered myself in mud and then went into the Dead Sea. That's another place where there's just so much mineral that you can't even sink in the water there. That's how dense the water is. But we're going there tomorrow to have our semi-annual Pluto bath.
Pluto bath. And they do put aromatherapy, like dried lavender, to try in the room to try and take the smell of the sulfur away.
But it doesn't work. It's like when somebody you know goes and uses the bathroom and stinks it up and they spray air freshener. It just smells
makes
like
it smell worse.
Poopy. Yeah, it makes it smell worse. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so, I think that if you work out really hard, taking Epsom baths are really important. It helps. Well, it detoxes your body, but it also helps with sore muscles.
There's 22 amazing uses of Epsom salt that we're going to read. I do not agree, or neither does Elisa agree with all of them. We'll discuss why, but let's just start with the first one and we'll just work our way through.
It regulates blood sugar.
I don't buy this one. If you're drinking it, maybe, getting magnesium. We talked about this not too long ago, actually. On an episode of Superhuman Radio, in Pima Indians who are genetically predisposed to diabetes, by supplementing with magnesium, reverse the diabetes. We know that magnesium can help you manage blood sugar. I don't believe that soaking in a bath of magnesium will, because the skin is very, very skilled at keeping things out.
I mean, if you absorbed everything that hits your body through your skin without it being attached to some sort of penetrating vehicle, then when you go swimming in the ocean, you would have like such high sodium levels in your blood that you probably could die from it. So I don't believe that you're absorbing enough from a bath, but maybe if you drank it.
I do think that it does detox. It helps to rid the body of environmental contaminants.
Okay.
You're supposed to soak in the water 1 to 2 cups of water for 10 to 15 minutes.
1 to 2 cups of Epsom salt
in
your bath water.
I'm sorry, 1 to 2 cups.
I'm too big to get in a 2-cup water bath. I can tell you
that
right now.
What was that movie, Love, Eat, Pray,
yeah,
where she said you just need a little bit of...
Yeah, it gets the important parts clean.
Yeah, just a little bit of water.
Yeah.
1 to 2 cups of Epsom salt, and you soak in the warm water for 10 to 15 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week.
Right. This one, I believe, it fades bruises. So if you get in a... If you make a, it's called a poultice, when you take something like Epsom salt, mix it with enough water to make a paste out of it, and you put the paste directly on the bruise and create a compress, and it's supposed to fade bruises. Maybe it'll work for hickeys, too, for you young teenagers out there who don't want to get called on the carpet by your parents. Treat sunburn. That's what I didn't know.
It has its anti-inflammatory properties, alleviate mild sunburn irritation like itchiness and pain. It can even help maintain an even skin tone. That's interesting. And then it says here, you could even add a few drops of lavender essential oil into the water.
Now, here's a good one that Monsanto ought to pick up on. Apparently, it's a good pest control.
We've talked about that in the summer to use it in your garden.
I remember because mm-hmm. that's when we talked about that other stuff, neem oil and all that sort of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you mix it with water and spray it on the lawn or spray it where you want to get rid of bugs.
And if you sprinkle some dry Epsom salts, it deters like snails and slugs.
Yeah. Fertilizer.
Fertilizer.
Really?
Roses especially.
Have you ever used it on your roses?
I have not, but I think I'm going to this year.
Peppers and tomatoes are typically magnesium deficient. Epsom salt is a cheap and efficient way to fix this and have better peppers and tomatoes in your garden this year. So in your garden this year, take a handful of Epsom salt, throw it right down at the root base of your, and let the water, the rain just pull it in.
Or just push the soil away, put a little Epsom salts in, push the soil back on top, and then water it. And it gets it down around the roots.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick bruise treatment.
Well, we just said that.
A body scrub.
That's a good one. And I've actually gone for salt scrubs. When I lived in Las Vegas, I used to belong to the health spa, the Las Vegas Hilton, and we would lay in the steam room, and this guy would rub our bodies with a combination of sea salt and Epsom salt. It was called a salt rub. It was supposed to exfoliate and make you feel better. It was fantastic.
It soothes bug bites. It removes splinters. This one is interesting. It increases osmotic pressure on the skin, which draws foreign bodies toward the surface.
That's interesting.
And this one, remember last week we talked about it being Plant Appreciation Day on Saturday?
Yeah.
If you add 1 to 2 tablespoons of Epsom salts per gallon of water, it will nourish your houseplants.
Now, this one is the one that we all use it for, right? The relief of muscle pain. Epsom salt bath can promote detoxification through the skin, and they are traditionally used as soaking agents to bring relief to muscular pain and stiffness. And I think everybody can agree that an Epsom salt bath really does work.
Well, Dan Rollins posted something on Facebook that he was having problems sleeping. Last night I took an Epsom salt bath, and that took my magnesium before bed, and I slept like a baby last night.
Yeah, you had your magnesium on the inside and the outside.
Yeah.
Improves digestion. Epsom salts assist in the elimination of harmful toxins and waste products from the body and the digestive system. Quite frankly, it will get rid of everything from the body. It's also a fantastic laxative. Epsom salt in water will make you go poopy real fast. What's in your tea, Elise? Is there something swimming in there?
I just went to take a drink of my green tea, and my headphones have black liner on them. And
they're shedding.
Some of the black liner shedded, and it's in my.
And you don't know who is wearing that headphone beside
it's
you.
It's in my green tea.
Yeah, you have to get more green tea. How about a remedy for colds and flus? Really?
Take a hot bath when you're feeling like you're catching a cold, and it helps the body to fight infections.
I got to believe the heat alone does that. Same thing as getting in a sauna. I remember I had caught something when you and I were first dating, and I was sick, and I was running really high fevers, remember? And one night I woke up in the middle of the night free. I was shaking with chills, and I took my temperature, and it was like 103.5. And what did I do? That your friend, the nurse, said, oh, he's crazy.
You got in the sauna.
I got in the sauna.
She said, I don't know about doing that. That can't be good for him.
I got in the sauna with my clothes on because I was freezing and shivering with chills, but I had such a high fever. I got in the sauna and turned it up to, I think, 140 or 150 degrees, and I sat there in the middle of the night. Do you know that the next day, whatever I had was gone? And that anytime you raise the body's temperature, you raise the immune system's ability to fight things.
Here you go. It says it helps you sleep better. That's what I just said. And it says here to fill the warm water with a cup of Epsom salts and a cup of baking soda.
Wow. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Removes foot odor. Really?
Keep your feet in warm water with Epsom salts to get rid of odor, pain, or heavy leg feeling.
Oh, interesting. For achy joints, bruises, and sprains, soak in a warm bath with 2 cups of Epsom salt to relieve pain in joints, bruises, and sprains.
It helps to remove burned spots or burnt food from your pots and pans.
That's a good one.
It grows flowers, fruits, and veggies better. We just talked about that.
Yeah.
It improves nerve function.
By regulating electrolytes. Also, calcium is the main conductor of electrical current in the body, and magnesium is necessary to maintain proper calcium levels in the blood.
And then it also delivers sulfates, which are extremely difficult to get through food.
And we all know about the importance of sulfates because we had Dr. Stephanie Seneff on talking about how it's the sulfate version of vitamin D3 that where all the magic is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only get that in 2 ways, either from the sun or from Primal D. That was amazing when she said that.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
So there you go. Tonight, take an Epsom salt bath.
Yeah, make it a party.
And take
your bra off when you get in the bathroom.
And can you have a glass of wine with that?
Yes. When we come back, we're going to read 10 reasons why taking an Epsom salt bath with a good Cabernet Sauvignon will make you live longer. How's that sound? Right up your alley. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormones. Hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-Alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Now, go figure. I was joking about the whole wine thing there, right?
But I wasn't.
I know. Here's an article that Lisa has that we're going to talk about now.
Actually, the researchers out of Harvard School of Public Health found that if you eat 3/4 of a cup of blueberry every day, if you drink red wine or eat some dark chocolate.
How much red wine, did they say? How much?
They didn't specify on the red wine, but it can help your body
deal with the toxins from smog.
From smog-related heart disease.
You know, we've actually talked to scientists on this show that have shown that homes that are closer to major highways and roadways, that the rate of heart disease is much higher, and the further away you go, it gets lower and lower. And we know that these microparticles, particulate matter that gets spewed into the air from trucks and cars all day long, you breathe them in if you're living close to a road. And those who live in cities where smog is a problem, I said Los Angeles, but Elisa said apparently in China right now they're having a huge problem, right?
I think it was China. It was an Asian country where they actually had a picture of three girls walking with face masks on because the smog is enveloping the city.
So blueberries, red wine, and dark chocolate could help protect you from the heart damage associated with breathing in that kind of smog.
The lead researcher said that smoggy air can reduce the heart's ability to vary its rhythm. Reduced heart rate variability has been linked to death from heart attacks and heart disease among older individuals.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So there you have it. So I wasn't teasing about that glass of red wine.
There you go. So when you're sitting in your and some chocolate too, I guess, right?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, just real quick. Carl has been eating a ton of mustard.
Oh, my God. Thank God. So I'm eating 18 ounces of boiled chicken a day. That's 3 of my meals, right? And I just smear it with spicy brown mustard, and it tastes so good. It's so easy to tolerate. And I think it was Jared Barker who posted on Facebook the other day that he's so tired of eating chicken. And I posted, you know, that's why I use spicy brown mustard. And he said condiments were invented for chicken breast. So there you go. But I eat a ton of spicy brown mustard. I've literally gone through one of those squeeze bottles of, is it Gouldens? What do I have? I'm trying to think what it is. But spicy brown mustard in just over a week.
I've been using the organic mustard from Trader Joe's. Anyway, so mustard seeds are high in selenium and magnesium, and they both have I mean, they have, it has anti-inflammatory properties. It can help control the symptoms of asthma. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. That's amazing.
It says here it can help you lose weight. So there you go.
Yeah, because you eat enough of it, you throw up and poop at the same time. But I'm using the French's. Apparently, I didn't realize I should be using organic mustard, huh?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, well, after this bottle, I'll get organic.
Yeah, I'll buy some for you today. I'm going to Trader Joe's.
Okay. What else is it good for?
It can slow aging. No wonder your skin looks better.
Maybe, you know, you're joking, but who knows? I mean, I've consumed a whole bottle of French's mustard in just over a week.
It has vitamins A, C, and K. Interesting. It protects you from gastrointestinal cancer. It helps to relieve rheumatoid, arthritic, and muscle pain.
Well, and there's a double whammy here, or double benefit. Most mustards not only have mustard seed, but they have turmeric in them.
Yes, that's true.
And we already know about the anti-inflammatory benefits of turmeric.
It says that it helps to, the mustard oil will help to stimulate hair growth.
Do you have to rub it on your head?
Yes. Yes.
That'll make me popular. You know, Carl, every time you're here, for some reason, I have the urge to eat hot dogs with mustard. I don't know what it is.
helps reduce constipation.
Oh, I can vouch for that one. Eat enough mustard, you'll learn why.
fights skin infections and improves immunity.
So there you go. 10 tips for the benefits of mustard, which I just stumbled on. I mean, I've just been eating a lot of mustard because it makes the chicken tolerable.
I like mustard.
Oh, so do I. I actually, I'm going to tell you something. So I usually put my chicken in my plate, and I drop my handful of walnuts in my plate, and I drop my half of a sweet potato in my plate, and then I just squirt the mustard all over the chicken. Naturally, it gets all over. Walnuts taste amazing with mustard on them. Amazing.
Well, when I was a kid, we used to squirt mustard all over pretzels when I used eat pretzels as a child.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's done still till today.
Okay, so we have to give Chipotle a shout out.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah. They had pulled their pork from 600 different restaurants, from all locations, which is 600 restaurants.
Technically, they've pulled their pulled pork. So it's pulled squared pork. There you go.
Okay. So evidently, they went to do
test?
An inspection
uh-huh.
at the farm where they were raising
right.
the pigs. And they didn't meet their requirements. So they pulled their business from them and said, sorry.
So they're going to find another pork producer.
They're either going to find another pork producer or allow this one to meet.
Remedy his problems.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the problems were. I'd love to know. I wonder if it was the way the pigs were treated or what they were fed. Because Chipotle is real big about locally sourcing food. And I'm just wondering, this must not be a locally sourced product if it's one pork supplier for 600
stores. It
says
Chipotle insists on doing business only with farmers whose pigs are raised outside or in deeply bedded pens and are never given antibiotics and or fed a vegetarian diet.
Good for them. Interesting.
And are fed a vegetarian diet.
Are pigs vegetarians? No, they eat carrion. They eat dead animals. So, but good for them for having standards. That's a good deal. Did you hear that Carl's Jr.? Restaurants will be adding a grass-fed hamburger to their menu?
No.
It was on Facebook the other day. Someone mentioned it to me. I can't think who it was, and I'll find out and get their name before the end of the show. They are adding a grass-fed hamburger to their menu. Now, first of all, they're small enough to do it. A McDonald's couldn't do it because Carl's Jr. is a fairly small fast food chain to begin with.
Right.
But I said, who's certifying that this is grass-fed? Is the Grass-Fed Association of America? We had them on the show once. Are they the ones that are certifying that this is grass-fed? Because if you go to Whole Foods, they have grass-fed beef. And it says grass-fed beef, right?
Right.
And then you ask them, say, is this grass finished? And they go, oh, no, it's finished on corn for the last 6 months. Well, that's not grass-fed beef to me. Because 6 months is long enough for the fatty acid content to change. That's why they do it, to fatten them up.
Well, if you recall, There's a couple different farmers markets that I used to go to, and the one guy used to set up and say he had grass-fed beef, but when I asked him if it was finished grass-fed, he said, no, it was finished on corn.
Yeah, and they always go, oh, we have to finish it on corn, it won't taste good. That's not true, because Dutch Creek Farms, Jared's beef, they finish on grass, and their beef tastes better than any beef I've ever had. It's just that it takes longer for those cows to develop the fat content. So you have to invest more money in the cow to get them to that point. But, yeah, I'd like those of you out there who have Carl's Jr. in your area. They're predominantly in the West Coast. If you happen to see this grass-fed burger go on the menu, I would really appreciate you walking in and asking for the manager and asking, is this grass-fed, grass-finished, and who's certifying that this is grass-fed beef? I'd like to find out. That'd be cool.
I just wanted to mention, last week we talked about Saigon cinnamon.
Yeah.
And one of our listeners, Chris Tyne.
Chris, I think her real name is Christine, but because she's on Facebook, she just calls herself Chris Tyne, T-I-N-E or T-I-N-E.
She said that she bought the Saigon cinnamon and she really liked it. It has a sweeter taste.
Yeah, I think she lives over in Germany, too. I think she's a friend of Lothar Tripke. Yeah, my good friend Lothar. I haven't talked to him in so long, and I feel bad about that. Anyway, why don't we go ahead and take our break now? How's that sound?
Okay.
And then when we come back, I'd like to do a hard-hitting story. What would you like to talk about?
I want to talk about Dr. Tim. I want to talk about vaccines. This morning I saw, they said on the news this morning that, as we know, we talked about last week, the vaccine is not working. They said, but you should, the flu shot is not working, but your doctor says you should still go get the flu shot.
Your vaccine, yeah. Isn't that the stupidest recommendation you've ever heard? Basically, they're saying, look, it's not going to work. It's a waste of money, but let's go ahead and support the pharmaceutical industry because they're in trouble.
So I want to talk about that, and I also want to talk about Dr. Tinpenny.
Yeah, she was. They attempted to block her from coming into Australia to talk about the anti-vaccine movement. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the
best thing you have ever done for your business.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
There's a new groove.
Come on, James.
There's a new groove. There's a new thing.
New thing. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Welcome back.
It's like you're over there by yourself talking to yourself.
I am. I do that a lot. I'm good company for myself. You got to remember, I was raised kind of like an only child, so I've had to entertain myself.
Okay, so according to Dr. Tenpenny's Facebook page, she was scheduled, she was asked to be a guest at speaking engagements in Australia. And the government of Australia was trying to keep her out. They were going to revoke her visa.
Yeah. Could you imagine? They probably let somebody from ISIS in, but they won't let Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in.
She says, this is just an update on her Facebook page, that she just got off the phone with some of the organizers, and two of the venues were, most of them canceled except for two did not cancel her upcoming speaking engagements.
Because they were pressured, obviously, to cancel her. That's terrible. I mean, what happened to freedom of speech? I don't know. Australia has a freedom of speech amendment or right, don't they? I mean, what happened to freedom of speech?
I'm not sure.
If she's lying, then they don't have to worry about
exactly
any of the information, right? They got lots of quacks everywhere in the world. If she's just a quack, don't worry about her. It's obviously that she refers to them as the Australian vaccine mafia.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly.
And so I told you guys coming into the break about what I saw on the news this morning, and then Maxine Legere.
Yeah, Maxine. Yeah, Legere.
Did I pronounce her name right?
I think so.
She sent us an article, or put it on Facebook, that the flu vaccine is an almost total mismatch for influenza bugs this year, according to the public health officials in Ontario.
And we know that here in the United States as well. I mean, they've talked about it. And you got to remember, if the media always gives the pharmaceutical industry the right of way. They always give them the benefit of the doubt. Anytime if something happens that's bad, they don't even cover it. So for them to even talk about it here in the United States, the proof must be so overwhelming that by them not saying anything, they could actually look like shills. So they're saying, apparently this year's flu vaccine is not covering all of the variations of flu that we're seeing.
It says that doesn't mean the vaccine is useless, just much, much less effective. It says that the Center for Disease Control says that in the U.S., it's 23% effective.
Think about that. How did they even know it's 23% effective? That could just be...
Listen to what this article says. That means that people who got the flu shot have a 20% less likely, are 20% less likely to have to see a doctor about flu. So
that's not saying that they don't get the flu.
That's
almost like Bill Clinton when he said, I did not have sex with that lady, Monica Lewinsky. Yeah, it's like double talk.
In a good year, that number is 60%. In a year when the vaccine is a bad match, it's typically about 40%.
Okay, so let's go back. Do you remember on a previous Casual Friday? I don't know if it was the last one or the one before that.
where else would you find these kinds of numbers, and then they're telling you to still
do it? Yeah, still take it. Yeah, exactly. That's like walking into a restaurant and the waiter goes, hey, we're out of prime rib, but go ahead and order it anyway. It's like, well, why? You can't serve it to me. Well, but pay for it anyway, even though you don't get it. It's stupid. Remember a couple casual Fridays ago, we were talking about Angelina Jolie didn't attend some event because she has measles, and the pharmaceutical industry is coming forth and going, the reason for the breakout is because of all these people who are not vaccinating, right?
Yes.
And I said that's highly unlikely because when Angelina Jolie was a young girl, there was not an anti-vaccine movement to that degree. And you can't tell me that everybody who's getting measles right now is getting it because they weren't vaccinated. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Breaking news?
No, go ahead.
You had a shocked look on your face.
Well, they're, in this article, they're saying that 2/3 of the strains in the U.S. are mismatched. But in Ontario, in Canada, where this article is from, it's closer to 100% mismatched.
Yeah. But that's my point. In the United States, they're always going to give the pharmaceutical industry the right of way. So they're going to downplay it, but they have to, it's so rampant that they had to address it, but they're just going to downplay it a little bit. That's what they're going to do.
And they're saying so many, this morning they were saying so many people have been hospitalized because of the flu and the flu shot's not working, but you should go ahead and get it anyway. That makes no sense.
Okay. So getting back to my thought, remember how I said it's not from the anti-vaccine movement that people are getting the flu, I mean, getting measles and other issues. It's because these viruses are mutating and the vaccines are no longer effective. You remember us talking about that?
Yes. But
I said Angelina Jolie probably did get her vaccine for measles when she was a little child. And I'm sure a lot of the people who are getting measles right now are silently to themselves going, but I got the vaccine, but the doctors are going, don't say that. Just be quiet.
Well, but they were trying to say that it was because the people were at an amusement park and it was a Disneyland, I think, and they were getting, the measles, and they were blaming it because there were a few people there that had not been vaccinated.
Yeah. They're even going as far as saying, well, people are going, they're not being vaccinated, going to other countries, catching, they're bringing it home here. And guess what? If you've been vaccinated, you shouldn't be able to get it. Well, but this is my point for saying that, because I said these people are probably being vaccinated, but the vaccine isn't working any longer. Okay, now here's the thing. Vaccine Research Library has an article published, 2012 pertussis outbreak revealed, this is in retrospect, they went back and looked, revealed that vaccine antigen genes are unusually fast evolving. Now, what this means is that children who get the pertussis, what is it, the MMR, something, they get like this five or six schwack vaccine, and then they get another one as a booster. They're still getting pertussis. So instead of the pharmaceutical industry going, the vaccine's not working, they're trying to blame it on people who don't vaccinate their children. That's not the case. People whose children have been vaccinated got pertussis in 2012, and now that they're looking back at the strain, they're realizing that the virus has evolved. It has evolved, and the vaccines are, and I predict the same thing is happening in flu, and I predict the same thing is happening with measles. Because remember, these viruses are just like us. They are programmed to find a way to survive. And how do you survive? It's through evolution. These vaccines are no longer effective because they are still trying to deal with the virus that they were first tested on. They have not evolved. So these vaccines that your children were given 10, 15 years ago, they're no longer effective. Your child may catch one of these viruses, and if the doctors and the pharmaceutical have their way, they're going to lump you into the anti-vaccine group, even though your child was vaccinated.
It's just madness. Okay, so Carmela posted an article about Washington State. If you are a child of the state, you're going to be automatically to be eligible for medical needs, Medicaid, right, be in reimbursement, which means that these children are getting more drugs. They're giving them more drugs. And not only that, they've mandated that all foster parent families must get their entire household vaccinated, with the flu vaccine as a requirement.
Even though it doesn't work.
As a requirement for keeping foster children.
Right, even though it doesn't work.
So now the government is mandating what they're doing.
Well, don't forget, those children are wards of the government.
Oh, that's true.
Those children are the government's children. That's and if you're, true. if you were unfortunate enough to be raised under being one of the government's children, you know that you don't have any rights of your own until you turn 18 and get out from under that.
Oh, that's just like that story we talked about last week where the girl is,
being forced to have chemotherapy.
She's 17 years old.
So interestingly enough, another interesting piece, as long as we're talking about vaccines for a minute, is about, a specific vaccine that is given to babies and then again as a booster called the Infanrix, I-N-F-A-N-R-I-X, Hexa. It's actually designed to address diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, hepatitis B, polio. By the way, pertussis is in that one that we're talking about right now. It addresses six different things, and your child is usually given it at birth and then again as a booster. Just killed 72 babies in 2 weeks. Was it 2 weeks or 20 weeks?
No, GlaxoSmithKline just were forced to disclose a confidential report that shows that 72 babies died within 20 days of receiving that vaccine.
Right.
And actually, Dr. Tenpenny posted that report.
This was a confidential report. This was not supposed to make it out to the public.
Italian government forced GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, to release it.
So you know for a fact that if GSK, if GlaxoSmithKline has put this in writing, it's much worse than this. We can automatically assume that. You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to know that these companies cover up everything. Look at Vioxx, okay? So if they have 70, now keep in mind, 72 kids in 20 days is a bigger problem than Ebola, folks.
Much.
That kills 47 people a year since its discovery. But GSK was not called on the carpet. No one heard about this. If your child received Infanrix and died shortly thereafter of either SIDS or another mysterious new disease, what did they call it? It was sudden infant death syndrome and then unexplained sudden death syndrome.
You know, we're talking about this and it makes me sit here and wonder when my little brother who died at 6 months old of SIDS, whether, because he was 6 months.
Right.
Isn't that when they vaccinate?
Yes.
Makes me wonder.
Yeah. So, you know, now keep in mind, not only is there a risk with taking Infanrix, Hexa, but now we're learning that the protection against pertussis isn't working, and I'm sure that the protection against polio isn't working either, because these viruses are evolving. So this whole vaccine thing is just, it's falling apart. It's falling apart. While the vaccine, anti-vaccine movement is happening, there's something else happening that's separate, and it's happening within the medical industry, and that is the quiet discovery and the lack of acknowledgement that these vaccines are no longer effective. And that's a bigger deal. You're going to see more of these episodes where, oh, the flu vaccine's not working. Oh, people, you mark my words. The pharmaceutical industry came out in an effort to control the story and change the conversation and say, the reason that people are getting the measles is because of the anti-vaccine movement. In a year, a lot of people are going to come forth and it's going to accumulate. They're going to say, well, no, my child got the measles and they got the vaccine. Then they got to come up with a new story in a year because the word's going to be out. Just because you're vaccinated, it doesn't mean anything. Then what's this government going to do? Our government, they are involved in the buying and selling of vaccines to nations. What's going to happen next? When they find out, hey, forget about the do vaccines kill you, they're not working.
I read an article that I don't have in front of me, but I read it the other day about Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and how they are now providing birth control for third world countries, and they're doing it in the form of a vaccination.
Yeah.
I wonder what else is in there.
Well, don't forget, the United States was found guilty of eugenics.
Yes.
In the Philippines.
Yes.
They were supposed to be vaccinating women against certain viruses, And they were putting things in there that chemically sterilized these women so they couldn't have children. And they justified it because they said, well, these people can't afford to have children to begin with. They can't support their own children. Meanwhile, why don't they sterilize all the people that are living in countries where there's Ebola? They should use the same logic. Oh, you shouldn't have children in a climate that has no food and disease. No, there we're going to spend billions of dollars to create vaccines for them. And maybe they will vaccinate them and sterilize them. Who knows?
Who knows?
I just said that, right?
Yeah.
The bottom line is this. There's more going on in the world of vaccines than just the naysayers saying don't get them. We're starting to learn that they don't work. And more people are going to accumulate this information.
I know we have to take a break, but I just want to say something. So we were talking with a friend, and she has a child that has asthma.
Right.
And she said that she got him, that they got the flu shot.
Right.
All of them.
They always do.
And I said, you know, you got the flu shot for their little boy. And she got upset because we thought that she shouldn't.
She said, oh, guys, what am I supposed to do?
But wouldn't you, as a parent, try to find a more natural remedy for something?
Or at least, look, it's your child. Weigh both sides of the story, at least. She wasn't even willing to think that vaccines
could
be dangerous.
Meanwhile, they're feeding this child foods that have high fructose corn syrup in them, corn.
Pasteurized milk that's been associated with asthmatic outbreaks.
The butter that they use over there is like, I cannot believe it's not butter, dumb blend or something like that. Yeah, they don't use anything natural.
Yeah. We have to take a quick commercial break. Do we have more to talk about vaccines or is that pretty
much? I want to talk about Merck when we come back.
Okay, good.
We'll talk about Merck.
The company that killed 55,000 people with Vioxx.
Did you know they're in the cosmetic industry?
Uh-oh. Ladies, watch out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So you wanted to talk about one of my favorite companies in New Jersey, Merck, right?
Yes. Oh, Merck is evidently a pigment manufacturer.
Now. But let's be clear why. They're doing this for women's cosmetics, right?
Well, they're launching a brand, if you will, called Suprema, S-U-P-R-I-M-A. And under that umbrella of brands, there will be cosmetics. There will also be car, like the paint.
Automotive paint.
Automotive paint.
They call it automotive coatings, they call it.
And so it's going to be, particularly under this brand, it's going to be automotive and cosmetic industry.
So think about this.
So how is automotive and cosmetic related?
Same. Yeah, one is metal or fiberglass, and the other one is human skin. So basically what they're doing is they're leveraging themselves in the pigment business in two areas where pigment is important, ladies' cosmetics and painting cars. So what do you think about that, ladies? Do you want the stuff that's sprayed on your BMW or your Chevy Tahoe sprayed on your face too?
The new umbrella brand concept is initially targeted at regulated markets such as cosmetics and coating applications. They're using heavy metals in these coating applications for cars,
right?
But they're also using them in cosmetics.
Well, I don't think they're going to use the heavy metals in the cosmetics, are they? Pigments may contain metals, but I don't think they're going to be able to put lead in something you rub on your face. Although there is lead in lipstick, right?
Yeah, there is lead.
The FDA says that a little bit won't hurt you, right?
Yes.
Maybe they will have heavy metal. I would just steer clear of anything that Merck makes, personally.
For the cosmetic market, Merck is launching the Ronastar Golden Jewel and Ronastar Noble Sparks products under some Suprema umbrella. So if you see any of those products, do not
steer clear.
Use them.
Yeah.
It says that they set the highest purity standards with regard to the heavy metal content. Am I reading that wrong?
No, you're right.
Using full digestion test methods, Suprema products are examined in great detail, the resulting measurements relating to the 12 most relevant heavy metals are documented. Heavy metals,
yeah.
in cosmetics.
Yeah, I would not use cosmetics that Merck makes. I mean, because they've killed people and gotten away with it. So if they cause a little skin cancer or Bell's palsy in your face, they're not going to even care about that. I mean, that's terrible.
The quality brand's dossier contains comprehensive coloristic data, which makes it easier for customers to evaluate the effect pigments. So, that's
Merck KG. This must be a German-based company.
Yeah.
I can tell by the name it's German. KG, small a, big A, is one of the world's leading suppliers of effect pigments for the coatings, plastics, printing, cosmetics, foods, and pharmaceutical industries.
It says Merck offers effect pigments for color cosmetics as well as a wide range of active ingredients used in skincare and insect repellents or ingredients against UV radiation and premature aging.
I say Merck's killed people. They'll kill you too. I wouldn't use their products just for that reason at all. That's it.
Yeah, you gotta look at the labels on everything.
All right, so what do you want to talk about next?
We had a question about melatonin.
Who was it that asked that? Dan Rollins, right?
No, it was Matt Beatty.
Okay.
Matt Beatty says, Carl, I know you're a big melatonin fan, but when I've tried it, Even in low doses, I got terribly violent dreams and I wake up very groggy. What could be happening? Maybe I'm not naturally low in melatonin, so supplementing with it is causing issues, or do I even need a lower dose? So I asked him, I said, what dose are you using and are you using time released? He says he believes that he tried 1 milligram and it was time released.
Okay, so the clinical dose of melatonin that has been had the greatest research is 600 micrograms or 0.6 milligram, and it was not time released. So I'd say, you know, see if you can, and they sell that. They sell a 600 microgram tablet. Several companies make it. I would try a lower dose like that and see.
And it wasn't time released.
I know a lot of people who talk about this.
So Carly put on the same thread that she's curious to hear about this because Manuel doesn't have violent dreams, but just really weird ones.
Yeah, and a lot of people claim they have weird dreams when they first start using melatonin. I don't think it's the melatonin that's doing this. I think it's the other hormonal cascades that the melatonin is putting in gear, because we know that melatonin is not a hypnotic. I'm trying to think the name, what class of hormone it is that Dr. Russell Ryder talks about all the time, and I can't think of the word he uses. It sounds like saponification, but it's not that, but it's a sapona something. It really is a hormone that is designed to entrain circadian rhythm. So it's not supposed to make you sleepy. It's supposed to say, nighttime is here, produce all the hormones we produce at night. I have a funny feeling it's not the melatonin, but the other hormones that it's eliciting that are being produced that are causing these phenomenons. But with that being said, I've heard this for years and years and years. There are just some people out there, for whatever reason, when they take melatonin, they have violent dreams, they have bizarre dreams. It just doesn't work for them. There are non-responders out there. That's all I can say. It could also be because melatonin taken through the gut is different than melatonin produced in the brain by the pineal gland. We can't discount how the hormone gets into the body as for how it acts on the body either.
Well, so there's a guy that's been on Dr. Oz. He calls himself the sleep doctor, and he's poo-pooing melatonin.
I just looked at his website and a bunch of the things that he says. This guy is such a shill. He is such a shill. And you know what I don't understand about shills like this? This guy really sold out to become popular. I'm sorry. I'm sure that he has no problems prescribing Lunestra, which people who take Lunestra, they wake up, they sleep drive to restaurants and eat. They sleep drive to casinos and gamble away all their money. But I'm sure that he has no problem prescribing Lunestra. But this, I'm sorry for being so crude, but this idiot says that melatonin has not been proven to be safe. Are you a dummy? We produce it in our friggin' brain.
He says it's not regulated by the FDA.
Oh, there's a good reason to avoid it.
It's not a drug regulated.
There's a good reason. It's a hormone that's not regulated by the FDA.
No other hormone is available in the United States without a prescription.
He's an idiot. There are several that are available. Vitamin D is a hormone. Vitamin A is a hormone. DHEA is a hormone. You can get those without a prescription. This guy is a shill.
In Europe, melatonin is only available by prescription.
This guy is a shill. I am sure that he has no problem providing people with benzodiazepines for sleep or these other hypnotic drugs that cause people to change their personalities and even cause type 2 diabetes if taken long enough. He has no problem prescribing those.
He says that it's dangerous to take. If you take a typical dose, which is 1 to 3 milligrams, it may elevate your blood melatonin levels to 1 to 20 times its normal state. And if you did that, it may reset your biological clock.
Oh, good. So it'll make you younger? This guy's an idiot. This guy needs to take melatonin. He'll grow a brain again. I mean, this is a shame. And the sad part is people parrot him. There's another girl who has a blog, and she wrote her blog, and she basically just copied and pasted what this guy said. Where's that blog?
It's...
Yeah, Empowered Us... What is it?
Empowered Sustenance.
Empowered Sustenance. She basically just copied and pastes and she Dr. Says, Bruce's words.
Melatonin is not a sleeping pill. Three reasons to avoid melatonin.
These people are stupid. This is like Susan G. Komen writing an article saying that the safety of organic vegetables has not been proven when we have been eating organic for millions of years. And it's only this, the pesticide-laden commercial variants of produce that are relatively new to us.
She says that if you take melatonin supplements, it's actually hormone therapy.
Oh, good. That's bad. Hormone therapy bad, but Lunestra's good because you sleep like that butterfly.
Administering hormones can actually shut off our body's hormonal negative feedback loop.
She's an idiot. She's not even the negative feedback loop can shut off hormones.
And then she comes and says melatonin is not a sleep hormone.
It's not. I just said it. It's a circadian rhythm entrainment hormone. She's right about that. It's not taken to make you sleepy. It's taken to start the sleep process.
She says, taking too much melatonin is bad for you. How much did Dr. Ryder say?
Dr. Ryder has taken 20 milligrams a day of sublingual melatonin, which means even more gets into you. For I don't know how many years. He's 70-something years old, and he's smarter than these three dimwits all tied together.
Side effects of melatonin are relatively common and highly problematic.
What are
According
they?
To Dr. Bruce, this guy, B-R-E-U-S,
right.
These are side effects of melatonin.
Let me guess.
Headache, nausea, hormone fluctuations, and vivid dreams and nightmares.
Vivid dreams and nightmares I've heard about. But I've never heard about people getting headaches from them. I've heard about people taking too large of doses and being groggy the next morning. But, I mean, this is nonsense. Look, folks, your body produces melatonin naturally. We don't need a dimwit like Dr. Bruce to tell us that its safety hasn't been shown yet. These guys, think that pharmaceutical drugs are safe, but the things that your body produce naturally are dangerous.
There are better ways to solve insomnia. Know what one of her better ways are?
Lunestra.
Just use a standing desk.
Well, she's right. Activity will help you sleep
But why
better.
Not just go exercise?
Oh, that's true. Because she doesn't exercise. She just stands all day long, probably. So, there you go. You know what? You take advice. Like I said before, the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from, and you should use your own brain, your critical thinking skills, and deductive reasoning to find out who's telling you the truth and who's not.
Meanwhile, I have a pulled up Dr. Ryder's melatonin scientific research.
Yeah.
Scientific research. It's a powerful antioxidant. It helps autism spectrum disorder. It helps with menopause and, you know, like menopause-related depression.
Right.
I mean, there...
List goes on and on.
Alzheimer's disease, breast cancer, heavy metals, mood disorders, and there's...
Cancer.
There's scientific research.
Right. But no, Dr. Bruce, he doesn't do any... By the way, he's involved with two shill organizations that all they do is protect sleep medicine.
Drugs that deplete melatonin, sleeping pills... beta blockers, ibuprofen, aspirin, tranquilizers.
Yeah, you know, he's talking about benzodiazepines. They're terrible.
Yeah.
And people take them to sleep all the time.
Tobacco, alcohol, caffeine.
I'm going to follow Dr. Russell Ryder's advice, and I'm going to ignore this guy who's clearly just a shill for Lunestra.
He's a psychologist.
Yeah, he needs to see a psychologist. Let's take a break.
Want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle.
cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenitor.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. So the ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Okay.
Okay. I don't think we talked about the monarch butterflies last week. I just wanted to mention that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are reviewing a proposal to include the monarch butterfly on their endangered species list.
Now, what are we able to do as a result of that?
Well, this is shocking to me. Over the past 20 years, the monarch population has fallen as much as 90%.
90%. That's a lot. And it's all because of the destruction of milkweed, right?
It's all because of the destruction of milkweed.
And the milkweed is being destroyed because of the herbicides that are being used.
Well, okay, so the monarch butterflies migrate. So in the spring, they come from Mexico and they go through the U.S. They have a specific route that they take, and they come through the Midwest and they go to Canada. And all along the way, they lay larvae.
Eggs, right.
Yeah. And they feed.
Right.
So they have to have milkweed. They only lay their larvae on milkweed.
Right.
And they only feed on nectar.
Right.
So if you think about it, in Illinois, Indiana, when we're driving to my aunt's house, there are fields and fields of nothing but soybeans, nothing but corn.
Yeah, no
there
milkweed.
There is nowhere for them to lay their eggs.
Right.
Nowhere.
Yeah, how sad.
So they're on the could you imagine, as a child, did you ever think that butterflies would be on the endangered species list?
I didn't think bees would either. Well, bees aren't yet, but they're going that way.
So, the other day I was doing a little research about this, and there is actually a couple here in Kentucky that started what they call a monarch way station program. And what you can do is you can go to their website and order either East Coast or West Coast seeds, and it will have 18 different types of seeds in there, and they're all organic. There's no pesticides, and you can create a way station. They'll even give you a little plaque to put in your yard and call it a monarch way station, so that you will plant milkweed and nectar.
Have nectar. Now, what is nectar? Sugar water like you feed to hummingbirds?
No, no. There's actually flowers that have the nectar that the monarchs will feed from.
And is that part of the milkweed?
No.
No, it's separate. Okay.
It's separate than the milkweed. The milkweed is a plant. It has a flower.
No, I know what it is.
It looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm going to plant a monarch way station in my yard this year. And I would suggest if anybody has access to a yard and can do this, please join in and do this.
Make sure you live within the path of the monarch butterfly too, right? Or do they just go from, north to south? Over the country.
They fly, like they go through the Rocky Mountains, for example.
Oh, so they do go pretty far west as well.
Yeah, yeah. And it contains things like milkweed, swamp milkweed, butterfly weed, and then the nectar plants are like scarlet sage, purple coneflower, chia.
I wonder if our Russian sage is...
Blue sage. So anyway, yeah, it's just something that we can do to help. I read yesterday there's like over 9,000 weigh stations right now.
And we need like 90,000.
We need so many more.
Because all those fields are empty now that used to be full.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
There's nowhere for them to plant.
So sad.
And I also want to mention this while we're talking about the butterflies. Next week on Casual Friday...
we're going to break with tradition and have a guest just for a small period of time.
Just for 5 to 10 minutes, there was a doctor who wrote a research paper about, she comes from the UK, about wild pollinators that are at risk from disease, from diseased commercial species of bees.
So in other words, they have pollinators that they're breeding in captivity. And then they bring them to fields to pollinate.
We've talked about that where they release, like in the almond fields in California.
And this was going to be the answer to the bees, wild bees dying out from glyphosate. They went, we'll just raise our own pollinators and we can sell them and then people will buy them and they'll just let them go in their fields. Well, like everything else humans do, these bees are diseased.
Yes.
And so when they turn them loose in California to go pollinate something, they're actually making the bees that live there already sick and die.
Yes. So she couldn't come on any other day, so she's going to come on next Friday for a 10-minute segment, and we're just going to ask her some questions about her study.
Real quick, and then we'll take our final commercial break. So there was an article published in The Telegram, which is the UK newspaper, that by the year 2055, children born in 2055... women will live to be 100, and men, by the time of 2080, will live to be 100. They're saying that lifespan is increasing, and that as a result of that, with each passing decade, the children born in those generations will be living longer and longer. They're predicting, I think, that children born in 2027 will live to be in their 90s and so on. The question I have is, I'm sorry, 2037. The question I have is, what is going to happen with health span? I mean, they talk about lifespan, right? They talk about, oh, we're living longer. More people are 80 and 90 years old today. Yeah, but they're in nursing homes. They've got dementia. They're on feeding tubes. They're sitting in wheelchairs, pooping in diapers. We're paying to keep them, to take care of them. So if people start living to 100, does this mean they're going to be healthy to 100? I doubt it. People need to stop focusing on lifespan and start taking a greater interest in health span. What portion of your life are you disease-free? That's a more important question. Because I know I don't want to live to be 100, and from the time that I'm 60 to 100, I'm on medications and in a wheelchair, having somebody change my diaper. That's just going to be a boon for the pharmaceutical industry, because they're just going to get more money out of me for pharmaceutical drugs. That's all that's going to happen. So,
yes.
I just thought that was an interesting discussion.
That is. Oh, and by the way, those weigh stations for the monarchs, I'm still on the monarchs.
Yeah,
thing.
I know. Yeah.
They're only $18.
I know. Monarchs and walnut and diamond walnuts. That's Elise's mission in life. Yeah, and bees. There you go.
No, but those weigh stations are only $18.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to putting one up. And but I'm worried that the birds, so we feed birds too. And I'm worried that the bird feeders, which are probably going to be about maybe 50 feet away from the weigh station where you said you want to put it.
I'll put it out in the back.
Right, but the bird feeders are about 50 feet away from where you want, and the birds are going to start eating the butterflies. I guess that's not true. They don't eat the butterflies now, and they're
get a little bird bath and provide and put rocks in it so that they have something to stand on and drink water.
Yeah, Elisa taught me that. So we put rocks in the bird bath so that they're right up to the surface of the water, and the butterflies land on the rocks and they drink the water.
It's so pretty,
like their own little island.
Yes,
it's funny. Okay, what do you want to talk about next, Elisa? Oh, you want to go ahead and take a... No, we have to take a break.
Yes.
I just realized. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Hi. Oh, I didn't see you there.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to myself. I'm just being goofy.
All right.
I got two really good blog posts, one yesterday, one today. Higher vitamin D levels associated with markedly higher survival in colorectal cancer. And vitamin D protects against colorectal cancer by boosting the immune system. Two very good studies done by good universities. You can read those by going to my blog. That's right. I blog. I do it all. I do the radio.
Yes, Carl, you're so wonderful.
So during the commercial
you're
break.
You're so great.
So during the commercial break, I said to Elisa, when we come out of the break, why don't you talk about how wonderful I am? Help promote me a little bit. I said, tell stories about me. And she goes, you're not serious, are you? I says, no. Anyway, you have a question from Christina Jerzyk, right?
Yes. She asked us on Facebook, do you and Carl take a
canthaxanthin
pre-vacation for tanning? Have you found one that you like that doesn't turn you totally orange? They're going to Mexico, and she doesn't want to be a pasty white girl on the beach.
Christina, you met me, and you know that I happen to be very dark all the time. So, no, I don't take cathexanthin. And you don't either. You have pretty olive complexion.
No, I do have some fern block at home.
From
Life Extension. Yeah. And I've never used it. But the reason why I got that was because it's supposed to help reduce harmful effects.
I don't know how it can how that can work. I think that if you take, first of all, astaxanthin.
It's called Fern You Block. By Life Extension.
Astaxanthin, canthaxanthin, these are all carotenoids. They are the kinds of antioxidants that make it into the skin. So maybe that's how they work.
So I'm wondering if Christina and Scott are going to be in at the Arnold this year, because we usually see them there every
year. I know,
we usually
get to hang out with them.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of which, the Arnold is coming up. We are going. So if anyone's going to be there and would like to meet up, just let us know.
In fact, we're going to play a game this year. If you find us.
Find Carlo.
What was that thing? Where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo? Where's Carlo?
Every year we go to the Arnold and people are like, I didn't see you. It's like, well, that's because we don't really fraternize. We meet with clients. We meet with certain people. We go back to our room.
Yeah, but I mean, it would be nice to meet some of our listeners. So if you're going to be there, let us know. And maybe
we could set up a meetup somewhere once and for all.
Yeah,
someplace where there's not a big crowd.
Yes, let's do that.
You know, but you cannot. If you come to Columbus, Ohio, and it's 3 degrees out, and you're wearing a wife beater, flip flops, and shorts, I'm sorry, I can't meet with you. Because I'm always amazed. Columbus, Ohio, at that time of year, this time of year, is so cold. And every year at the Arnold, there are literally hundreds and hundreds of guys who are like, I do not care how cold it is. I am going to show people how great my physique looks. And they're walking down a nationwide boulevard, which is where the corner of where the show is. And they have nothing on but shorts, flip-flops, and T-shirts, and it is flipping 3 degrees out. And I'm like, dude, I get it. I know you're proud of how great your physique looks, but you just look stupid now. Like, come on, put a jacket on and some pants. Maybe when you get inside, go in the men's room and take that stuff off and walk around in your posing trunks. But don't walk down Nationwide Turnpike, you know, barely clad in clothes just because you want to show everybody you have 22-inch arms.
I am going to plan a meetup in Columbus, so I'll keep everybody posted.
But I am not going to be there. I'm not going to be there. So don't look to meet me. Anyway, so that's but as far as the astaxanthin and canthaxanthin, I think if you really want to protect your skin, that was what melanotan was created for by ASU, Arizona State University. It was so that people could have activation of melanocytes before they got in the sun, and it reduces the potential for cancer. And it does make you dark, not orange. The problem with melanotan 2, which is the one that most people use, is that it makes you a little nauseous. Some people, not everybody, some people get really nauseous from it. I find that the people with the fairest skin tend to get less nauseous than the people with the darker skin.
It made me nauseous.
Yeah, well, you have an olive complexion. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, I would start out with even just a half a milligram to 300 micrograms of melanotan 2 every day for like 3 to 5 days. And you'll look like you were on the beach already. And then you go out there and you don't have to worry about burning.
And I know they also, you may not want to do this, but if spray tan, they make organic spray tans.
I wouldn't get a spray tan. The whole purpose of going out in the beach and getting out in the sun is to expose your body to sun.
Yes, you're right, because
spray tan acts as a
barrier.
Barrier.
Yes,
it's like
right.
It has a UV.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I mean, right. What do I want to say? A UV rating. It will block the sun from doing mm-hmm. what you want it to do.
Yes, you're right.
That's why I think taking high degree of those types of antioxidants like astaxanthin and canthaxanthin will protect your skin from damage. But the only thing that's going to really make you dark ahead of time is either melanotan 2, or go find a tanning bed to lay down in for 10 minutes a day for 2 or 3 weeks before the vacation. That's the only thing that's going to prepare your skin for it.
Just cover yourself up.
Yeah. No, that's only if you have implants.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
But, yeah, I mean, I think that's the only thing you can do to protect yourself, quite frankly.
Do we have anything else to talk about? Are we forgetting anything?
No, I think that's about it.
We have a lot of great shows planned for next week. Don't forget, tonight at 8 p.m. on Superhuman Radio Network, if you want to hear the first call out, which is Matt Meinrod's show about bodybuilding, it's 3 hours long. It's going to air tonight at 8 o'clock from 8 to 11. We're probably going to move it to 10 to 12 because it's explicit. So I'm warning you ahead of time, if you listen to the channel and you're listening to it this evening at 8 o'clock, there are curses and vulgar things talked about.
And don't forget, we've got some really good shows. I'm looking at the calendar. There's some great shows planned for next week.
Yeah, I'm going to update the calendar this weekend. So those of you who want to know what shows are going to be airing next week, we'll have all that for you as well. So, okay, it's been a great week here. Thank you so much for listening to Superhuman Radio.
Bye.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements.